The best thing you can do is say, Jesus, I want more. Just hold me in your arms. Just love me, Jesus. Just care for me. Amen? All right, Jessica, I'm going to ask you to come up here. We are so excited that today we include you. You're part of this motley crew. Bunch of people in the hospital, but we've been healed, right? We've been saved. Come on up under here. Why don't we all just, you know what? Why don't we all come forward? Now is a good time to come forward, as good time as any. Come on up. We'll just back up here. Come on up, everybody. So this is Jessica. Are you a friend or a relative of any of these people, or just? Floyd? Awesome. That's awesome. Good.
Somewhere around here.
Here, you hold the mic. Tell us, let's all just as much as possible. It's okay. But I want you to listen a little bit to Jessica's story. Tell us a little bit about you and what's going on.
Okay, at 20 years old, I became an active addict. I threw away my life to drugs, and I put my children, unfortunately, in the foster system, and I'm fighting to get them back. I've been clean for almost 2 months on the 19th.
Amen. Yeah. Woo! Hallelujah.
On Thursday, June 16th, I'm going to Aventa Treatment in Calgary for 42 days.
Hallelujah.
I'm doing everything in my power to bring my three sons home. They deserve to have a mother that is constantly there, and I hope that their father, once he gets out of remand, that he can be a part of their lives and be good so he can meet, my sons can meet their family, because they know nobody of their family except for me. They call me Visit Mom, and I want that to stop. I want my children to be there for me and to know that I'm their mom and that I'm not going to leave them anymore.
Amen. Not just Visit Mom. Real Mom.
I want them to know that I'm never going to leave them again for that lifestyle, and I just want to have this baptized help me see the path that God has for me and to give up my will, because when I'm in control, I don't do the proper things that I need to do.
All glory to you, God. All glory
thank you for everything, for everyone, and thank you.
Amen. Kimberly, would you come? And Gertie. Kimberly and Gertie are going to pray over you before we baptize you, okay? There is power in prayer. Amen.
Father, thank you so much for your unconditional love and just how you are relentless to reach out to us. I thank you that everything that you've done to reach her has now come to a point where she now is going to leave her old life in the water and come up brand new. We just thank you for the power of baptism. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you have set before her, Lord, an abundant life. You said for your kingdom to come. I just declare your kingdom to come in her life on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, I declare that over her. In Jesus' name, we just declare you, Holy Spirit, to just reside in her right now in Jesus' name. As she invites you in, that she would know that the power of Christ that rose Christ from the dead dwells within her, and that she would just rest in that, rest that you are going to do it for her. I thank you that she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her in Jesus' name.
Yeah, Father, we just thank you for this daughter of yours. We thank you, God, that you've begun such a wonderful, good, and glorious work in her life. And Father, I just pray that you'll give her words and visions and the road that you have before her, Lord, that the hope that she has in you. I pray now, Lord, that you would seal this beautiful beginning in the power of your Holy Spirit. You would seal it. And, Lord, that the enemy would have absolutely no more attempts at her, no more in Jesus' name, that she is sealed and washed and in the blood of Jesus. And, Lord, as she goes through the water, that right now, Lord, that all of that's going to wash away. And God, that you remind her daily, minute by minute, Lord, that you're always with her, that you walk with her, that you hold her when she can't stand, that she can lean on you, and Lord, that she's in a family. So God, just bless her right now, Father. We thank you for her and for the testimony that she's going to have for so many. Lord, for the words of her mouth, Lord, that she will speak to many, and it will be powerful ministry. So God, just bless her, and we thank you, God, for her. Thank you that we can celebrate this with her, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, yeah. Praise Amen. You, Lord.
I have decided to follow Jesus. Decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Give him a big hand. Thank you, Lord. Lift him up. Okay. I got to share this one little picture, Jessica. I didn't know we were going to have a baptism today. As a matter of fact, I told someone to empty the tank this week, and I'm going to maybe stop doing that. But so the picture I got this week was, you know, the whole thing about a hospital, that in the hospital in the world, when you go to the hospital, hopefully you get out, you know, you leave. But in the hospital that's the church, it's a little different model. Because this is what happens. When you go in, if you're in a hospital in the church, when the church is a hospital, when you go in, you leave a doctor. You come in sick, but you leave as a physician, following in the footsteps of Jesus. He's a great physician. And I just want to speak that over you today, Jessica. What that really means is that someday, and I believe this is a prophetic word, someday you're going to be helping someone else, or maybe many people, struggling with the same addictions that you struggled with. Praise God that you're clean now for 2 months. Right? That's good. Yeah. But there's going to be a day when that's 2 years and when it's 20 years, and there are going to be people that are going to come to you and say, how did you do it? And you're going to say, well, there was a day I went to this crazy church, and there was this big blue tank that really is a horse tank that horses drink water out of, and they baptized me in it. And I received the power of the Holy Spirit. And I could never do it without that gift. And without repenting, without turning to Jesus, that never would have happened. Imagine, just this is sort of the picture, imagine what would happen in Red Deer Regional Hospital if the person who went into the hospital with a broken leg healed from that broken leg and then became a doctor to help other people who had broken legs. Or if someone goes into the hospital and they've got cancer and they get healed from the cancer, and then they say to that person, okay, now that you've gone through this and you don't have the cancer anymore, here's some people who still have cancer. We want you to be the doctor to those people because you know you went through this. You've experienced this. That's the model, I think, of how the church is the hospital.
I agree fully. Actually, what I want to do when I am in a solid recovery is I want to be a motivational speaker to young moms that have their kids in the system.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Right on. Praise God. Baptizo is the Greek word. It means immersed completely in water. We don't sprinkle here. Jessica, the Bible says repent and believe and you'll be saved. And from your own testimony, I can see that you've repented. You've changed your mind and changed your direction. That's really important. The Bible says if you believe that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So praise God. And this is just a little passage out of Romans, the greatest doctrinal book that's ever been read. I encourage you to read Romans a couple, 3 or 4 or 5 times when you get a chance. And just to see what you've done. Yeah, it's an amazing book in the Bible. What shall we say then? Paul just finished talking about we have death in Adam. Through Adam, all die, and through Christ, all have life, eh? And then so he says in Romans 6, so what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live in it any longer? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. For if we've been united together in the likeness of death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's all I'm going to read. That's amazing. Praise God.
Karen, would you come up here? Because after she comes up, sometimes God has an amazing prophetic word, and I don't know if that's going to happen today or not, but I just want you to be ready to welcome her and to pray for her afterwards, okay? I'm going to crush her hands and just take a step forward. We don't bang her.
So the Holy Spirit would just baptize her as well.
Okay, this is a Jesus' name. In the Lord. I don't know about you guys, you know, we take this for granted. This does not happen all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud to be a part of a body of people that are seeing that God is adding to their number. Jessica, you love Jesus?
Yes, I do.
What's your full name?
Jessica Ray Dick.
Jessica Ray Dick. I baptize you in
the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Fill her with your presence.
God bless you. Fill her with your spirit. Jesus, you grow. You grow in your life. Brand new life. Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus.